Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does a 16-year-old runaway involved in substance abuse and failed relationships become a leader in bringing financial literacy to the people of Hawaii? It all hinged on her discovery of Jesus Christ and His love for her. And a lot has happened in the process. If you're looking for a hope-filled, foundational turning point in your life, perhaps you've never been closer to experiencing it than you are today. If you would turn to Jesus. We pause to remind you, as we typically do at the beginning of our show, that the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to lead you to Jesus Christ, for you to know His love, even as our guest experienced His love. And the purpose and the direction that Christ gives when we center our lives on Him. And there is always hope in Jesus, no matter what you're facing. We all go through difficult times. It's part of the human experience. But it's not quite the same when you go through a tough time and Christ is walking through it with you. Because as He walks through with you, He's able to lift you up as well. And so, He who died on the cross for your sins and mine and our guest, He who shed His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away, who was buried and rose again on the third day, well, my friend, the living Christ today calls you to Himself. Would you open your heart to Jesus? Oh, I hope you would. Open your heart to Christ. Receive Him as your personal Savior and Lord. Turn your life over to Him. Make Him the Lord of your life. Follow Him. Walk with Him. Know and experience His love, as our guest has. Her name is Cheryl Kozuma. She was born and raised in Hawaii. And yes, at the age of 16, living as a runaway, getting involved in substance abuse, and eventually finding Christ and experiencing how much He loved her in spite of her shortcomings. Through it all, the Lord has blessed her. She eventually graduated from Kapi'olani Community College, the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and the Mayo School of Health and Related Sciences with a master's degree in physical therapy. In 2000, her career path changed from that of a rehabilitation manager to starting a business in the distribution of financial services with Primerica, the same company the Lord used to introduce her to her husband. She later went on to have 4 children, is now blessed with 2 grandchildren. She's also seen her dream come true of bringing financial literacy to the people of Hawaii. She's a member of and serves at New Hope Windward. She also serves at Bible Study Fellowship, BSF, and the Hawaii Council for Economic Education. Cheryl, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Well, we talked about your growing up years briefly, too briefly. What were the circumstances surrounding a runaway teen as a 16-year-old?
Well, you know, my mom was a single parent, and we were raised with very little structure. I have a sister. She's 2 years younger than I. And there were many times I remember where we were really unsupervised, and we pretty much did what we wanted. And so when my mom met my stepfather, I was 15 years old, and we ended up moving into his house, and he actually came from a very strict military upbringing. And so that was a really big adjustment for us. And so I think being a rebellious teen, we butted heads a lot. And finally, he kind of put his foot down and he said, look, if you cannot obey my rules, then you need to leave. And being rebellious, and I think I really thought I was right, you know, in opposing him. So I ended up leaving, and that started a new journey in my life.
Where did you go?
Initially, I tried to stay with friends, you know, maybe one day here, a couple days there, and eventually kind of wore out my welcome, you know, at different places. And so eventually I found myself living on the streets. I was living in the lifeguard stands down at the beach. And back then they didn't lock them up like how they do today. So I would actually go down, you know, to the beach and go up into the lifeguard stand and sleep in there for the night. And, you know, and other times I really wanted to, you know, be in a place that had, you know, hot shower and roof over my head, so to speak. And so at that age is where I really started discovering that, you know, there were men out there that if I did what they wanted me to do, that I might have a place to stay, you know, for a night or two. And that's where I think I really started getting lost in the substance abuse and that whole promiscuous lifestyle. It was partially to survive, but after a while, it kind of became a way of life.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about that kind of experience as a teen, how is it, when was it that you came into contact with the Lord Jesus Christ?
Well, you know, my family actually was Buddhist when I was growing up. And at some point in my life, my parents decided to send me to a Christian school. And interestingly enough, when I left home, I was actually attending a Christian school at the time. And I think God planned it this way. At that time, I was on financial aid, and so my school job, so to speak, was to actually help in the counseling office. And it was there that when they found out that I wasn't living at home, there was a pastor who learned about that, and he actually ended up asking if I wanted to live with him and his family.
So this pastor actually took you in. Now, the kind of feeling I get, being that you're living in the lifeguard stand, mm-hmm. and being exposed to a completely different kind of life, seeing things that I'd say some parents today would be aghast to think of their child. But even to this day, kids live like that. Mm-hmm. But this pastor would want to take you in almost to a level where you can't overstay your welcome, because you're invited in.
Right.
And what was it like in that kind of environment?
It was a totally different life that I got to witness people living. I had never lived with a Christian family before, and to see how they lived, that I guess my perception of Christians before was, you know, they go to church, and I didn't know what they did outside of church, but to see them living their faith daily and to actually see that, you know, I wasn't that different. I mean, I was different, but they were people, you know. At first I thought they were better than me or different than me, but I felt like someone really cared about me. Even though I was doing all these things that was so out of alignment with, I think, what they could even relate to, you know. They still accepted me, wanted to get to know me. And I think that's what Jesus does, you know. Even when I'm still messed up, you know, he wants to know me and care about me. And that was the first exposure to that Christianity.
Becoming a believer. Did it happen there in that home? Or when did it actually take place?
Well, that was my first exposure. And I think not only for myself, but for a lot of other people, it didn't happen right away. But I knew there was something there. And what ended up happening was I ended up living with my grandmother, who at the time was not a Christian, but that gave me enough stability to have a roof over my head. But I still got involved with the wrong crowd, you know, and it was always like there was a hole that I was trying to fill with all these things, you know, these people, these things, these drugs. And she really never knew what was going on. And she didn't really know how to address that with me. But it was about 8 years later, right? So through from age 16 to age 24, I'm leading this wild, crazy lifestyle. And throughout all of that, my pastor friend would stay in touch with me. And he always said, "Cheryl, if you ever need me, call." And I cannot tell you how many times we'd meet at Zippy's, like 4 a.m, you know, 5 a.m, or he'd meet me at the ER, you know, wherever I was. For some reason, I always knew that what he said, "If you ever need me, call," that it was a genuine offer. And every time he came. And through those 8 years was, I think, really what got me through. And at age 24, I pretty much had hit rock bottom already. I had overdosed many times. I had been in the hospital several times. And at that point, I had about a $10,000 a month drug habit. And, the last time I was in the hospital, I knew from the look on the nurses' faces that it was really bad. And I remember praying and I said, "You know, God, if you get me through this, I promise you, I'm going to turn my life around. I'm going to make something good out of all of that." And at that point, I called my pastor friend and I says, "I want to get baptized. I want to be a Christian."
Well, Cheryl, I can feel, we can hear the depth from which you share these things. I thank you for your graciousness, because in a way it does take you back to those moments that you've had to live through time and again. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, who would have ever imagined a woman successful in the business community, successful in communicating financial literacy to people all across the state of Hawaii. And a life that has been made whole through the love of Christ, through fleshed out through the life of this pastor friend that you speak of. Boy, it gives hope to all of us. No matter what we're going through, there's always hope in Jesus. More from Cheryl Kozuma. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So you find out that someone from a school that you're associated with, a student is living on the streets, and you're a believer. Well, in this case, a pastor. Would you bring them into your home when you feel, when you realize that they are destitute, that they need guidance, they need love, and they've been going, wandering from place to place? Would you bring them in? Well, there was a pastor that brought my guest into his home while she was still a teen. And he stayed in touch with her through the years, through the times. She didn't become a Christian right away. She didn't surrender her life to Christ. I know sometimes it sounds like it always happens and they went on happily ever after, but not in this case. She continued into adulthood, into a life of substance abuse, a certain level of various relationships, failed relationships, ups, downs, overdoses, being in the emergency room. And he kept on reaching out to her. She's a changed woman today. You wouldn't even know it if you were to see her. My guest today is Cheryl Kozuma. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, and we are grateful that you're listening to us today, because we believe that this is a divine appointment, that God brought her here to share her story, because the Lord has something to share with you, whatever you're going through in your life right now. And at the very base of it all is to remind you that you are loved by God. That Christ knows you. If you're listening in right now, just tuning in, you want to get the whole program. You can get the podcast for free again at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Please share it with a family member or a friend whom you know will be blessed, touched, reached by listening to this program. Cheryl, help me bridge the gap. From being a runaway, being reached, they're now at the age of 24, as you're sharing, you're at the ER and you say, God, get me out of this. And you call your pastor friend and say, you know, you want to be baptized. You want to follow the Lord. You want to surrender your life to Christ. From that point to becoming, to getting your master's degree in physical therapy, how did all that happen?
Well, you know, I think that I really wanted to get to know God. I also was still struggling a lot with, you know, am I good enough? Mm. And I felt like I wasn't good enough to be a Christian. I felt shame, you know, and I struggled with that. But what happened was I decided to volunteer. And I volunteered at Shriners Hospital. And I really realized that I loved helping people. Really loved it. And there was a position that opened up. And it was for a clerk position in the hospital. And I applied. And the director of nursing, who I really feel was divinely appointed, you know, he told me, he says, you know, Cheryl, you are absolutely not qualified for this job, but for some reason I feel like I'm supposed to give you this job. And so I started going on a path of learning about healthcare. Mm. And through that, I was really drawn to physical therapy, wanting to help people in that way, you know, just the whole thought of seeing people, they come in, they cannot walk, and then when they leave, they can walk, you know, and wanting to be a part of that, that just drew me. And I think God gave me that desire to lessen the desires that I had for the other parts that were not working in my life, you know, but it was gradual. It was gradual because, you know, I was still, you know, partying occasionally and, you know, the boyfriend that I had at that time, you know, he wasn't a Christian and so it wasn't boom all of a sudden. But through that process, I started realizing that, hey, maybe I can go on this career path, you know. But it took me a long time. I didn't get any help financially, so I had to kind of work my way through school. And then it's funny. Sometimes when you think you're almost at your goal, then things change in life. So I wanted to go on to be a physical therapist. And at that point, they changed everything to a master's degree. And so I said, oh, okay. And so I started going to get my bachelor's at UH so that I could continue on. But, you know, God was so good because knowing I didn't have the finances to go, when I got accepted into college, and I remember it so vividly, it was April Fool's Day, April 1, I got a letter in the mail. And it said, congratulations, you've been accepted, and you've qualified for a scholarship. And I said, how can I win a scholarship? I didn't apply for one. And lo and behold, it was a minority scholarship that as long as you got in, you got a full ride to go to college. Oh. And so through that process, really God provided that way for me to complete my formal education. And it was during that time, even though career-wise I looked like I was doing well, I think I got lazy in God where I was like, okay, I'm saved now, right? Let me just go on my merry way. And let me go get my career and live my life. And what happened was, The year I was supposed to graduate college, You know, because I was at the Mayo Clinic, you know, they have great health care there. And as a student, you have access to that. And about 10 months before I was going to graduate, I went in for a routine checkup. And they said, oh, we found something. You need to come back. And so I went back and they said, oh, you have cancer. You need to have surgery next week. And then my boyfriend, at the time, we had a long-distance relationship. He dumped me. And so here I was again, all by myself. And that's really how God got my attention again, that you need to come back to me. You've been trying to do things without me. And so, you know, God is so good because here I was at the best medical facility, free medical care, free tuition, and I was able to get my surgery, and thankfully I didn't need any other treatment. And so then I came back home. You know, I started working again. I got over that relationship, and I really thought I was going to do therapy for the rest of my life. And I thought that would have made me happy. But what happened was, the industry started really changing, and I found that I was spending a lot of my time not necessarily helping people, but a lot of the bureaucracy, the paperwork, and that really wasn't my love. And I started drinking again. I started drinking really heavily again. And I really think I was like a functioning alcoholic because I could still go to work, you know, but after work was done, boom, I'm drinking all the way till I go to sleep. And was getting really depressed, really, you know, I think almost, you know, suicidal. I mean, really just started losing hope again. And I found myself... on the spur of the moment, I said, you know what, I'm just going to get away for a little while. And bought a ticket to San Francisco, rented a car at the airport, and just started driving. And found myself in Lake Tahoe. And I rented a cabin. And at that point, I felt God say, enough. Come back. You've been running away. You gotta come back. And so in Lake Tahoe, I ended up at a church. And it was all about coming back to God, you know. And so I ended up coming back to Hawaii. And I started going to church again. About 2 months later, a friend of mine asked me, are you still really happy doing what you're doing at your job? And you know how when you're trying to make just real superficial conversation, mm-hmm. I said, well, it's okay. You know, I don't want to complain, right? You know, we're at a party. And he says, you know, I want to show you what I'm doing now. And so I said, okay. And when we sat down, I knew in my heart that that was my answer to my prayer.
Okay, I want to hold that because we need to go into that when we come back. What was this thing that in this transition of your life, as you returned to the Lord in a moment of despair, realizing that your life was, you know, really spinning out of control to a point where things could have become, you know, extremely desperate. Well, maybe they already were at that point. But as you came to that threshold of decision making, God opened up another door of opportunity for you. Hey, you're listening to, as you can tell, hey, this is heart to heart. No special polish here or there. We're just bearing our souls. Cheryl Kuzuma is opening up because God has brought her here to share heart to heart with you. Because, you know, the Lord is interested in your heart. As we take our break right now, I want you to consider that you might be in a moment of transition. You might be in a moment where you feel as though you're wondering, what do I do next? Is there an opportunity? Is there someone that God might send? Well, I could say that God is sending Cheryl just to remind you, at least, don't lose hope. There's always hope in Christ. And Christ, these are not just happy sayings, good words. But because God has a plan, He'll work that plan out in your life. Cheryl will explain her story when we come back. You don't want to miss this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
If you like roller coasters, I've got a good roller coaster story for you. Actually, she's in studio with me today. But you know, the roller coaster of life, I don't know if you would like this one, but let's face it, we all go through this from time to time. We're humbled, we're humiliated, we walk with God, oh God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. And then things start getting better in our lives, and then we start taking things into our own hands again, and before we know it, we're living our life, we're still saying we're following Christ, but we know there's a difference deep down inside, but we're too busy doing things to realize that, to recognize it, until we hit a few bumps, or sometimes we hit rock bottom again, and then it's the ups and the downs of the life of faith. But you know, over time, those ups and downs become smaller and smaller, and the pendulum swing becomes less and less, and there becomes a level of stability, foundational stability in Christ. There's a maturity level that exists. Well, Cheryl Kozuma knows about that. As if you heard the last part of the the show. Perhaps you're tuning in right now. If you heard the last part, you would have heard how she is there in Lake Tahoe. Just had to get away, and she ends up at a church. And there she is after having previously walked with the Lord, now taking things into her own hands, functioning alcoholic. And then she comes back to the Lord. And the Lord, through that, was going to bring her to a place where we actually are today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Shiro Kozuma is here with me. To find out more about our program, and to get this show in its entirety and other resources, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. By the way, our programs are listener-supported programs. And if you've been blessed, if you know it's been a blessing, God's blessing to a family member or a friend, and you'd like to stand with us in a financial partnership to take this program even further, we're now in 17 states across the country, a slice of the Good Life program. And then there are opportunities through the internet to reach, oh gosh, so many more people, 24/7 in all time zones. Well, stand with us, partner with us at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click partners when you go there. Cheryl, you came back home. You're at a party. You don't like what you're doing in your job. Somebody asks you what you're doing, and they want to share with you what they're doing. What happened?
Well, he explained to me that he was with a company that could really help other people. And he knew that I enjoyed helping people. Having said that, he also said that it involves finances. And at that point, my heart kind of sank because I was never good with money. In fact, I was very bad with money. And growing up, we didn't have any, so we never knew what to do with it. And, you know, as I entered the workforce and as I got promotions along the way, I was still living paycheck to paycheck. I had about $60,000 in credit card debt, very little in savings. And so when he told me that, I was kind of disappointed because I said, you know, I can't do that because I'm so bad at it myself. And then he said, I'm willing to teach you if you want to learn. And I got really excited about that, but I still didn't know that I could really do it. And so I started working with him part-time. And so I still had my full-time job, working about 60, 80 hours a week. And then I started working part-time with him, like 8 to 10 hours a week. And I found that the same fulfillment I got from helping people learn how to walk was actually very similar to being able to help people really do better with their finances.
Basically, people that have some debilitation financially.
Right.
And in their financial knowledge or lack thereof, financial education, to help them get back on their feet, help equip them, give them some physical, some financial therapy.
Exactly.
To get them back on their feet.
Right. And it's
what
so
a great parallel.
You know, it's so like funny yeah. because, you know, what I found was that God used my weakness, which was finances, to actually help me be more effective working with my clients because I could really relate to what they were going through. You know, I had been there. I understood how stressful it was and robbing Peter to pay Paul and that whole juggle every month. And that actually helped me to reach more people.
I would imagine, Cheryl, that there was a certain kind of trust that they had because they know that you know. Mm-hmm. They knew you experienced. If they were to come up and say, "Oh, we're up to here in credit card debt," and to, for you to say, "Oh, I understand what that's like because I was there," you could relate. So what happened? I mean, you're learning these things. You're reaching people. Did your business grow? Did your company grow as you reached out to more people who needed help?
Well, I think, like most things in my life, it's not instant. But I found that as I was helping more people, my financial situation was getting better because whatever I was learning for myself, I was willing to share it with others. And not wanting to be a hypocrite, you know, I really wanted to apply those things in my own life. Even though I wasn't healed yet, so to speak, whatever I did know, I shared. And as I progressed along with that, you know, I knew that I wanted to do it full time. But I was also scared, you know, am I going to be okay? You know, it's not a salary set position. And so there was some fear there. So what ended up happening was I started slowly decreasing my hours. And I don't know if you've ever been through this, but you're trying to cover all your bases, right? So So I was working enough at my job just so that I could pay, you know, for my housing. And pretty much then I started doing whatever I could to make enough with the business so that I could pay for my other living expenses. And so I ended up doing that for a couple years. And then what happened was God gave me that nudge that I needed. Because I met my husband. And once I knew that this was somebody that I really wanted to get to know better, I realized that I had to cut something out. I didn't have the time anymore to just do what I wanted when I wanted. You know, I really wanted to give this relationship time to grow. And so at that point, I gave up my therapy license because I wanted to give our relationship a chance.
When you made that commitment, that was a big step. What came as a result?
Well, what I have found for me is that I usually make up all kind of stuff in my own head that never actually happens. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think that because God has such a good track record in my life, you know, knowing that, you know, if he could save me from so many situations and so many circumstances in my life, that the plans that he had for me were good ones. And so after I met my husband, you know, we ended up getting married about a year after we had met. And making that full-time commitment to him as well as the business, that's really where things started to flourish. And so what I learned was that the fear was the one that actually was holding me back, you know, but it was the commitment that actually freed me. You know, I always grew up thinking commitment was bad, you know, that it was a negative, but it was actually the freeing part of what allowed me to move on to that next phase of my life.
What insight? Commitment freed you. And so many of us can very easily think that, no, freedom is an exclusion of commitment. But it's the commitment that gives structure, that forges focus, and then puts us in a place because of commitment where we have to make decisions. And sometimes those are the decisions, often those are the decisions that free us even more because of the commitment. I'm just trying to articulate what you said so quickly, so profoundly. And it's made that kind of impact in your life. Well, when we come back from our break, I want to go further on what that commitment is made, the commitment to your husband, and how the Lord used that to trim the various aspects of your life to be able to focus on not only a career in the financial industry, which you have done well and have experienced a great deal of success in, but in the fullness of life. I mean, part of it even includes Bible study fellowship, of which you are part, and other things as well, as you serve at New Hope Windward. The faith of Cheryl Kozuma and her now growing relationship with her husband and family, she's a changed person. And you know, only Christ can change a person like that from the inside out. What he's done for her, he can do for you. Stay with us. We'll be back.
In the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you may remember if you've been tuning in, but you know, I'll just bring you back to what's happened. When Cheryl Kozuma was a teenager, she was living on the streets. She was a runaway, and she was involved in substance abuse, the promiscuity that takes place of a lifestyle that back then as a teen. Well, that grew over the years, but there was someone, a pastor friend of hers, who actually took her into their home, and then kept in touch with her while she was living the wild life for what could have seemed like an unending period of time of ups and downs. I mean, these include visits to the ER, seeing her at her worst. But someone that she considered a real friend, and through the years, you know, Cheryl has experienced the Lord foundationally based on what she experienced in that Christian family, But she has been walking with the Lord through the years. It hasn't been easy. That's why I love it when she shares, because it's stuff that we all experience in our lives. And the grace of Christ is magnanimous. That wherever we are, however far we've gone, we can never go far enough away wherein the Lord Jesus brings us back to a place of wholeness, restoration. And maybe you're there right now in your life. Well, at its most simplified level, I think the Lord has sent Cheryl here to remind you to come back to the Lord. And if you're struggling in walking with the Lord right now, hey, you're not alone. And we're with you, and Christ is with you. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Cheryl Kozuma is my guest. And we talked about her getting married. Who married you, Cheryl?
Well, it was really a great blessing for us, because when we decided to get married, I had actually asked my pastor friend if he would be willing to do our ceremony. And, you know, he was so happy to do it. And, you know, he really talked about how that's really a miracle of looking at, he says, wow, from where you started when I first met you to seeing you today, that's God's miracle. And I have to just agree with that, because it was such a special day that I don't think I ever knew was going to come, you know. When we got married, I was 39 already. And like I was telling you before, you know, when you're younger, especially my mom being a single parent, she always said, don't get married when you're young, you know, wait. And so then, you know, I waited. And then when I was 30, she said, you should start thinking about settling down. And then when I was 35, she says, you got to settle down already. Mm-hmm. And so by the time I was 38, she wasn't even saying anything already. So when we actually said, oh, we're going to get married, you know, our family was just so happy. Yeah. Because I don't think they saw it coming either.
So you're... pastor friend, he conducts the ceremony, right. Officiates the ceremony. What has life been like since you've been married now, and what has the Lord been doing in your life?
Well, I think one of the greatest things about God is He's not going anywhere. And even if I get distracted, you know, for a little bit or a while, you know, I find Him quicker now. And I think that because of that, I have a very great life, you know, one that is healthy in so many areas. You know, He has blessed me with that, having, you know, physically great health, having great relationships, great friendships with many other people, having a great spiritual life, you know, with mentors there, having wonderful children that I inherited with my husband. And, you know, you hear about some of those stories where, you know, step-parents and step-children, and we haven't had that, and it's been wonderful. And having a business that not only provides financially, but also gives me the time to do some of the other things that I really feel is important to having a great quality of life, and also being in a capacity to be able to give more to others. You know, one of the greatest things that I feel blessed with is that, you know, sadly today, there's this whole thing about separation between work or school and church and God. And because it's my own business, I don't have to deal with that.
Cheryl, if somebody has heard your story and they feel a connection to you, if they wanted to get in touch with you, could they do that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How would they do that?
Well, you can call my office. The number is 593-1100. Or you can email me at CherylKozuma@yahoo.com. It's CherylKozuma@yahoo.com. And I'd be glad to talk to anyone if I can help in any way.
That's Cheryl Kozuma. 808-593-1100. Again, 593-1100. You can email her, Cheryl Kozuma, Cheryl Kozuma, @yahoo.com. Cheryl Kozuma, @yahoo.com. Cheryl, thank you for taking the time to share. We've got about 45 seconds left. I could just say a short prayer for someone today who, as they listen, they feel a lifting of their heart. But pray for them as they go through their time and their need for God's grace.
Dear Heavenly Lord, we thank you so much for this day. And despite what goes on in our lives, Lord, we know that you are God and you do not change. Lord, let us always be mindful of you being the one who is in control, and that it's really for us to find you, to stay connected to you. And I lift up anyone within hearing of my voice that they seek you, because I know in the seeking that they shall find. And Lord, I pray that whatever difficulty that anyone is going through, that they see your goodness, your love, and your guidance through all of that. I pray these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Cheryl, thank you. I hope as you've listened today that you were encouraged by the deep sharing and the hope-filled insights that Cheryl Kozuma shared with us. You know, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com for more resources from our ministry and an opportunity even for you to stand with us financially. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click partners. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to our guest, Cheryl Kozuma. Find out more, CherylKozuma@yahoo.com. Connect with her there. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.